Superpower number three. This one is truly a superpower, but it's truly rare. No one wants to have anything to do with it. It's the rare power of accountability. And this terrifies everybody. Nobody wants to face actual reality. And it's uncomfortable because you're going to find out you're not as awesome as you want to pretend you are. Now, that's fine for other people. You can pretend you're awesome all you want. That's a lot of what people do. That's a lot of what social interaction is. BSing like I got my stuff together. They BS like they got their stuff together. Nobody calls anybody on it because we all want everybody to keep buying into our BS. Accountability is where you find some place in your life where you stop BSing. I don't care what I can BS somebody else about. I don't care what other people want to BS me about. I want to find some place where I can react or interact with reality as clearly as possible. I want to become accountable, at least in this area. You can do it with exercise, you can do it with your finances, you can do it with any number of different things. But it helps if you just pay attention. If you just pay close attention and do your best to be honest with yourself about what actually is happening, that's a good first start. To go even better, to go a little further, find something you can measure. If you're working on diet, you can count calories. I found counting carbs easier and more effective. But either one will have benefits. Either one will allow you to become accountable. And becoming accountable is much bigger than losing the weight. It's being able to stare yourself in the face every day and say, yep, this is what I ate. Good, bad, ugly, that's what I ate. And at some point, that's what it's about. It's not about you good because you ate less or you bad because you ate more. It's just, here's what happened. That's it. Here's what happened. Not, I want to do this. You're trying to take all the emotion and the story out of it just to see it as clearly as you can. And once you start seeing it a little more clearly, you can go from there. And everything you do moving forward gets a little easier. You can start being honest to the extent you say, you know, I'm not really going to worry so much about losing weight. I'm just going to keep track of this so I know what's happening. And then later on, you might decide to lose weight. Later on, you might actually decide to make some changes, but you just observe first. You bring yourself to account. You get clear on it. You track something. Find something you can write down. You can track it in your head. That'll work. It works better if you actually write it down. There's tons of apps and stuff out that, like that out there now. I prefer actual old school writing. Get yourself a cheapo notebook. Get yourself a pencil or a pen and just write it down. Write it down every day. That's accountability. The power of this can't be overstated for two reasons. One, it's incredibly motivating. It's a little frustrating at first because you've got to get over that fear. You got to get over that discomfort. It might not even be fear. It might be absolute terror at actually facing reality. You got to get over that. But once you're on the other side of that, there's a tremendous satisfaction of having been honest with yourself, possibly for the first time in your life. I can't overstate how powerful that is. And since virtually no one is doing it, it's even more of a superpower. No one's doing this. You're going to be one of the few if you're willing to go through the discomfort of accountability. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending a little bit of time with me tonight. We will talk again soon.